Good afternoon and welcome to A Conversation with a Reluctant Therapist. I'm Elizabeth Barrett, marriage and family therapist, educator, wife, and mother, and happy that we are a day past the Christmas holiday. Not that I'm a Grinch, I love my Christmas, but it's nice to be kind of looking towards the new year and settling into relaxing with my family. I'm glad to have you with us today, and I'm really excited to have my friend Terry Kurczewski with me here in the studio. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
She's the Executive Director of the Child Development Resource Center here in San Luis Obispo, and I want to talk about not only what the center does here, but ways that people in our community who are so generous over the holidays and throughout the year, giving gifts and giving time and giving money to different programs, but ways in which people can continue helping children that who are those, you know, less fortunate, have less access to different programs here in the community, how people can continue giving after the holidays have passed. But first, Terry, tell us a little bit about what the Child Development Resource Center is and does and what you do for them.
Okay, yeah, I am their executive director, so I executively direct them.
That's a good job.
Yeah, it is. It is. Actually, I really believe in the one-stop shop that is the CDRC. What we do up there is work in tandem our therapy department and our preschool component to really strengthen families. We've been around for 42 years.
That is a long time.
Yeah.
In the same location in San Luis Obispo?
No, we've been up at the John Bishop Street location up off Johnson for about 13 years.
Okay.
And so we work together with our therapy and our child development components to really prevent abuse and its causes. That is what we've been working on for the past 40 some odd years. Now what we want to focus on is strengthening families, because while some of our children come in as the most dire and needy families coming through child welfare services, foster care, etc., what we've found as we've opened our doors and really become a resource center to the community by basically stripping away the income qualifications, you no longer have to have those needs and be poor only. What we found is that everybody has needs. I mean, sometimes people go through a divorce and that can be really traumatic on a child, or a parent loses a job, or there's some domestic violence that doesn't stop at a socioeconomic level. And so what we do is provide some preventative care for children ages 2 through 5 in our preschool component, or 0 through 19 in our therapy component. Sometimes they work together. So our children who attend the preschool also attend therapy with themselves and their family. Sometimes we just have children who come and attend the therapy services or the preschool services on their own, because by and large, it's just a really good program with a really rich history in strengthening families.
So the basic component, as I understand it, is the preschool aspect, where you run a licensed preschool for children 2 to 5,
uh-huh,
right there on site.
Uh-huh.
And then along with the preschool program, there is on staff therapists.
Two
therapists who do play therapy, parenting skills.
Family therapy, mm-hmm, theraplay. There's all sorts of different modalities that they use of therapy, but really what we pride ourselves on at CDRC is being the place where we look at each family and then adjust what we do to be the greatest benefit to the family and to the child. And our therapists definitely have a huge list of different ways that they can work with families, and they choose the best way so that the family can reach their goals.
And so then I imagine there's also a lot of advocacy for families to help them get connected to other resources in the community, partnerships with other programs.
Absolutely. We're connected not only throughout our county, but even across county lines in Santa Barbara County with the other family resource centers, because we really believe in family strengthening and know that the earlier that you can have prevention services, the better chance a family has and a child has for hope in their coming years and less services that they use, which for me as a community member, that's really good that a family can reach some level of self-sufficiency, even though they might have gone through a really hard time.
The thing that I find most important about this program, why I'm such a fan, is that as a therapist, you know, what we've learned over the years as a systems therapist is that when we look at children's behaviors, you know, they're like the canary in the coal mine for family problems, that when children are acting up or having behavior issues, instead of focusing on the behaviors of the child or the issues that they're displaying in the classroom, if we can get the parents in and find out what's going on within the home,
right. More
often than not, 90% of the time, we'll find that the parents are struggling in some way, that their marriage isn't functioning well, or one of the parents is having issues of some kind, there's a lot of disruption or chaos, or maybe there's economic instability. And all of these factors impact their children's moods.
Right.
And you end up seeing those at school. So how phenomenal to be able to address the whole family through the therapy program at CRDC. Because when we focus just on the child, we never really take care of that issue that's causing the symptoms in the children.
Right. And what I can say after doing this work for 15 years are a couple of things. Number one is that every family absolutely wants what's best for their family and their child.
Always.
They really do. Sometimes I think we forget that. We make judgments. And I can say that's absolutely true for every family. And sometimes I think having the people just to come in and talk to, because they don't know any differently. That's another thing. Sometimes we have some institutional and long, multi-generational poverty and abuse, domestic violence, things that happen that people are trying their very best, but they don't know a different way. And I think that this is an opportunity for us to sit on a strengths-based model and say, here's some choices, here's some different choices, and really have some education. I know that it doesn't go one way, though. I know that I've been educated by working there and by meeting some of the phenomenal families who've overcome some really, really high barriers and have become really successful, wonderful parts of our community.
So how do families find CRDC? How do they get involved, or how do children get enrolled in the program?
Well, it's easy. If you want to just cruise our website, it's childrensresource.org. So all one word. Basically, you can sign yourself up. If we have availability in our preschool, there's a form right on the website, or you can call us. You can come up to our 1720 Bishop Street location, pick up an application, chat a little bit about see if we have availability or what that's going to look like in the coming year. As far as therapy goes, just give us a call, 544-0801, and we make the referral right away.
And so anyone can take advantage of that resource
of
family therapy, which is so important. And it is, you know, it's one of those things when all families are trying to do their best, and the reason families get into trouble is that they lack the vision to find new ways of dealing with discipline issues. Or you think it's a discipline issue, but it might be something that's going on with the parent's marriage. And if you can get in and talk to someone, we can usually take care of these family conflicts pretty quickly. If we can get you to the right place, like CRDC.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I notice. It takes really, truly a village to raise a child.
Absolutely.
And that's it. We like being people's village, and we feel like they're our village.
Oh, I like that you put that. And so because we're such a giving community, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara counties, Monterey counties, we like to give. I mean, it's phenomenal, the turnout from Toys for Tots and Angel Trees, Salvation Army, and just amazing. But how can we continue as a community to give? Because we talked about last month how great it feels emotionally and what it does for our mental health to be able to give and know that our gifts have value and change people's lives. How can the community continue supporting programs like CRDC in meaningful ways instead of just showing up with a package of toys? What else could they do?
Well, definitely making a donation helps us to a monetary donation helps us to fulfill our funding.
Okay.
Because what we do, although we love what we do, it's not free. And I have the best professionals up on the hill performing these services for families. I know that several times a year we ask for Smart Studio donations. Those are specific donations of arts, crafts, supplies that can be used down at our Smart Studio location, which also funds our programs up at CDRC. And if you have a gift of time, I recommend calling us up and seeing if you are available to read a story or help with one of our groups. If you like to garden, help in the garden, things like that, so that we can really be engaged with the community as much as possible.
So you encourage people who have the gift of time to actually get involved with the kids in the program and volunteer for a couple hours a week, actually on site.
Yeah, absolutely. And if, you know, and depending on what their availability and interests are, because we have the Smart Studio too, that's another way that people can be involved and know that their gift of time is directly benefiting the therapy and child development programs up on Bishop Street.
In another way, I think that we can really help our children, all of our children, our community thrive, is to help them gain access to some of the programs that they might not have available to them at school or financially their parents can afford,
yes,
like dance classes or going to a summer camp program or taking art classes at the Smart Studio. And so can people, you know, buy gift certificates for art classes or for a dance class and donate them to CRDC?
Absolutely. As a mom, mm-hmm, and an educator, it's one of the things that I really can't encourage enough is that our kids have so much stuff, but really giving them the gift of experience and the gift of time can benefit all children. And I would highly encourage that if that was an option, that we that people were giving opportunities to dance class, gymnastics, even soccer, or mm-hmm, the uniforms to soccer. Some of those hidden costs,
yes,
I think that would be really
so, like
well
swimsuits or goggles or swim lessons at the Y.
Yes.
You can actually contact the Y or contact a local dance studio and purchase a gift certificate and then give that gift certificate to CRDC or to other programs. And I love that idea because we want to give something that we know is a tangible,
mm-hmm,
gift. Like making a monetary donation is important, but there's something about knowing that these dance classes are going to go to, you know, someone who's going to have her first tutu and have a great time.
Absolutely.
And that starts families on a whole different life trajectory.
Yeah.
Right? When a family can see new ways of being together, exposing their child to swimming, exposing their child to sports, exposing their child to art, that benefits the entire family. That the mom and dad can start feeling more hope for their future because they see their child thriving in activities that they might not have had an opportunity to do growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. And as an educator, I also feel it's duly important as we cut and cut and cut our education system. Our voc ed and arts programs are suffering. And sometimes I feel like there are families, children, and even adults I know that really could have benefited because, mm-hmm, it helps them see the world in a different way. So again, you're giving the children the gift of hope that there is a larger world besides, you know, video games and inside my house. And those kinds of typical things that a lot of children, especially in poverty, seem to grapple with.
Yeah, because it's not that we lack stuff,
no,
as we're all probably reeling the day after Christmas from, but it's the time and experience that we so want for our children.
Yes.
So briefly tell me what's coming up for the CRDC in the future.
We are opening our... for the next year, our enrollment.
Okay.
But you'll be seeing us with activities at Children's Day in the Plaza in April.
Oh,
that's
great.
Really one of our public things. Most of the time in the beginning of the year, we know that's the time the children learn most. So we focus on the home front and work with the kids on campus.
So the website again for more information?
Childrensresource.org.
And this is Terry Kurcheski. Thank you so much for your time and your efforts for the children in our community and with the Smart Studio. I appreciate your time. And I'm Elizabeth Barrett. This has been a conversation with a reluctant therapist as part of Issues and Ideas on KCBX.